African Airlines must take off. Why, what, how and who? Hosted by Egypt Air and supported by the government of Egypt, the event, under the theme Transform and Develop the Airline Industry in Africa, drew delegates from 60 countries, including 20 African airline CEOs. Vijay Punasamy, barrister, Dentons Africa Aviation lead partner and chair of the Aviation Group of World Tourism Network, moderated the closing panel on the theme of the AGA and summit, How African Airlines Can Transform and Develop. Mr. Vijay Punasamy first asked the participants to understand why African airlines, instead of can, must diligently transform and develop into safe, secure, viable, sustainable, and celebrated airlines. World Tourism Network, WTN. WTN is the voice for small and medium-sized businesses, SMEs, for the global travel and tourism industry in more than 130 countries. He pointed out that they must because aviation, with its multiplier effect, is a formidable engine of socio-economic growth. Every $1 value that commercial aviation makes generates $6 in related economic activities. Aviation also generates more than 100 million direct, indirect, induced, and tourism jobs worldwide. With a mere 2% contribution to global aviation, African airlines are sadly stifling aviation's positive impact on our continent. African air connectivity, especially intra-African air connectivity, is failing our continent and our people. Our continent and our 1.4 billion people deserve better. African governments and airlines, as well as their stakeholders, must diligently move from having to accept what cannot be changed to changing what cannot be accepted and intelligently work together with integrity to enable our airlines to holistically transform and develop into safe, secure, viable, sustainable, and celebrated airlines. This is the what, which includes financial discipline, operational excellence, customer-centric strategies, comprehensive innovation and digitalization at all levels, as well as the willingness of ailing or developing African airlines to engage with and potentially develop win-win partnerships with the most successful African airlines. The how requires African airlines to practice integrity and good governance. The who requires the right people to be selected for the right reasons to do the right things in the interests of the African airline and its stakeholders. Iturbonews.com. Mr. Punasamy called on the African governments, the African Union, the African Civil Aviation Commission, and the African Airlines Association to lead and help African civil aviation and African airlines transform and develop through the removal of barriers to travel to and within Africa, including traffic rights, visa and infrastructural restrictions, as well as regulatory conflicts, onerous taxes, poor facilitation and lack of the required human resources. Mr. Punasamy also called on African airline service providers and business partners to celebrate and incentivize those who embrace good governance. Mr. Vijay Punasamy concluded that all the proceeding would enable our continent and our people to fully enjoy the formidable multiplier benefits of aviation and help African states, people, and airlines finally take off.